and we're going to call this segment, Should Gino Be Worried? He left the house this morning with a stream of water.
Yes, a trickle, not flowing.
Coming from?
The bottom of my water heater. And I'm panicked that when I get home, there's going to be a lake in my basement.
Is it a 75 or 50 gallon or?
Oh, so that's it. It's not like it's going to keep flowing water. So worst case, water would, 75
whatever
gallons
holds.
Would come
Do you have
out.
Any idea yeah. how much water 75
no,
gallons
no,
is?
I don't. Okay. No, I don't.
All right, just saying.
Oh, great. You're not making me feel any
better. 799-1965. Should Gino be worried?
But it's not going to leak forever and ever and ever once
that
75 gallons.
Okay. Yeah. All right, my fear was coming home and seeing the top of my steps filled with water.
Oh, that
basement.
Might still happen.
It could, yeah.
I'm just doing that to mess with you, that's all.
Now, where's your water heater located?
Right near the drain in the basement.
Okay, so you were in your basement this morning before you left.
Yes.
All right.
I put some,
just
put
trying
some
to...
bathroom rug in the dryer. I said, I'm going to pull that out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this little trickle. But I was so happy that you both kind of reassured me that the worst case is that it empties.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Okay. Steve. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the show. You would you'd like to give Gino some advice here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is the water going into the water heater shut off?
No.
And it's more than 75 gallons if it breaks, because the water continuing to come in will continue to run.
Oh. So. Hey, you know what? As if yesterday wasn't enough with Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Thank you for the good
but
news.
But wait a second. Why would it be leaking? Do you have any idea?
Well, water heaters tend to crack over time. They rust, and then along the edges where it's welded, they tend to crack.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound good.
It's likely to stay a slow leak, but if it's not attended to, it will likely become a big leak.
Let's go with the first one.
Okay.
And how much is this going to cost me? Any guess?
Well, it's going to cost you a new water heater and then whatever it is to install it. So it, you know, probably $500, something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
We really appreciate it. Now, we do have another, you know how they say get a second opinion,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
Okay, we have a second opinion. John, good morning. Welcome to the show. You'd like to pass some advice on to Gino.
Oh, yeah, Gino. That 50-gallon thought was wrong and incorrect. That's just a pit stop for your incoming water, but it sounds like Steve already took care of you there.
Okay.
No worries, though. I've never heard of one busting wide open and flooding the place. It'll stay a leak for weeks.
You know my nightmare now. I'm pulling on my street and I see this little river of water going down.
Yeah, if there's a big sinkhole there, it's all your problem.
Now I'm completely reassured. Thank you so much.
He's going to leave.
You, John.
He's
have
not
going to
be able.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, see you.
He's not going to be able to sit here for the rest of the morning.
I think I see a little river of water coming out from Gino's feet. So.